Conversation of Karbala, Day 6. As part of our ongoing development of more meaningful observations of Muharram, Mahfal Ali have organized an integrated and dramatic delivery of the Maqtal and Ma'tam. We do hope it enhances your Muharram experience this year, and we are always open to suggestions and comments that help us on our collective journey towards fulfilling our duties toward Allah. If you have missed an episode, you can watch it on the Sikkim YouTube channel. Imam Hussein's followers will be wearing green bands and Yazid's followers red bands. The poem is written and performed by Tahir Adil, the Marshia by Yusuf Nur Muhammad, and the Ma'tam by Kumail Varsi.
This piece of poetry is from chapter 8 called The Beloved. It's a piece about Sayyidah Zainab alayhi salam, and she's addressing the world and us in particular. She goes, my heart, enter the land of misery, an ocean deep in shattered dreams, a palace built between the fragments of a weathered soul, with gates left open by broken smiles, smiles of those who once and still occupy my memory. I have been blessed with two melting eyes, and I have looked up often to take in the celestial wonders of the skies, but I have not seen an eclipse like the one raised upon the spears that night. The night reflected in his long-gone eyes, my forlorn guides from Karbala, seeing them narrate a silent story, like the fully-fledged petals that caress the supple branches of summer, narrating how they came to bloom in the painful cold of winter. In the end, that beautiful flower will be plucked petal by petal, but the scent will be crushed into the air and spread into the world, and the world that will become his garden. Like seeds, teardrops will grow into men, men of all colors, unified under one dome, embracing it just as I embraced his chest and neck like his mother, I held him strong. He stood an unshakable mountain, and like a laden cloud I wrapped around, and found home at the peak of my despair, content with what the Lord has bestowed upon us, but saddened by the nature of man and his actions towards the manifestations of beauty. My brother was beautiful, and in his death I saw nothing but beauty. Salawat.
The events on the evening of Ashura. As the night of the 9th of Muharram crept upon the horizon, Imam Hussein summoned his companions. When the male members of the camp had gathered around him, he said,
I glorify Allah, blessed and most high, with the greatest glorification. I praise Allah in both prosperity and adversity. Indeed, I have not known of any companions more loyal and better than mine, nor have I known of a family more virtuous and more worthy than mine. May Allah shower you all with blessings on my behalf. O people, I have lost faith in the people of Kufa. They are thirsty for my blood, and they surely will not spare me. Know therefore that I relieve you of your obligations for the pledge of allegiance which I have given you and asked for. Take the darkness of this night as a cover and save yourselves.
My brother, you are the true commander of the faithful. We will defend you and your message, even if it means our death.
O sons of Aqil, surely the loss of Muslim is a sufficient loss for you. You can leave if you please to do.
Subhanallah, will we leave our head, our master, our leader, and our uncle? No, by Allah, no, by Allah, we will sacrifice our life, our wives, our children, for your sake. We will give up our property and our wealth. We will fight alongside you and go wherever you go. Life without you is not worth living.
How is it possible to leave you? What excuse would we give to Allah for not defending you? We will defend you to the last so that it will be clear that we defended the honor of the Prophet through you. O Hussein, there is but one death, and to taste it for you is the greatest honor.
Others also stood in turn and expressed similar pledges of loyalty. The Imam thanked them one by one and prayed for each of them.
Zainab, my aunt, she said, take the sharpness of the sword and the angles of an arrow. There is no pain they can cause that would carve me tomorrow. She said, let the world melt like a candle beneath me. What is it worth without Hussein? Nothing, believe me, she was Zainab, my aunt. She was a lesson in anguish and a lecture in patience. She was my teacher from behind the curtains of sadness. My mother through the spill of her tears, and my aunt through the blood of Hussein. She was Zainab, my aunt. She was unrivaled in the volumes of tears, writing untitled books in the art of sighs. A glossary of hidden pain etched upon her veins, a library of loss. A seed of hope sown upon the slain, fed by tears, and now a symbolic plant. She was Zainab, my aunt. Look at the letters written in my heart. Look at the archives of my eyes. Look at the words that break sentences apart and tell me she was not my aunt. She was Zainab, my aunt. Oh, Zainab, I want to bathe away my sins by imitating your tears. So let me take the weight of your leaning heart and place it between mine. So I feel each time it skips a beat when Hussein is mentioned, echoing back into your shrine. O Zainab, let me read your life and memorize your pain. Let me inscribe the sadness of your legacy upon the movement of my eyes. Let me flick through the pages highlighting your name, daughter of Ali or the sister of Hussein. No, Zainab, my aunt. Let me create houses of sorrow for you today and tomorrow. Let me raise your name beyond your resting place. Raising you through the wings of poetry until you rise into your mother's arms, telling her the stories your heart can't, as a broken rib sits beside a broken heart. Fatima, my mother, and Zainab, my aunt.
The anguish of Lady Zainab on the evening of Ashura. This is narrated by Imam Zain al-Abidin.
At the camp of Karbala, I was stricken with illness. On the eve of Ashura, I rested in my tent and my auntie Zainab looked after me. Hussein came in and said,
O time, shame on you as a friend. On the day's dawning and the sun setting, how many a companion or seeker will be killed? No, time will not be satisfied with any substitute. And indeed, the matter rests with the Almighty One. And every living creature will journey on my path.
He repeated these verses two or three times. And as I heard them, I knew what they meant. Tears choked me, but I held them back. I stayed silent, for I knew that tribulation had come upon us. As for my Aunt Zainab, she ran to the Imam and cried out.
Then I will lose a brother, if only death would deprive me of life on this day. I only have you for my mother, my father, and my brother have all passed away.
My sister Zainab, be patient, for Allah has ordained unto each of us a day where we will meet him. Be strong, for your journey does not end here.
How can I remain patient when my family is being massacred in front of me?
Zainab fainted, and Hussein sprinkled water on her face and consoled her.
O sister, have fear in Allah and take comfort in Him. For this earth, it is merely a temporary abode. We will all die and we will all return to Allah. My grandfather, my father, my mother, and my brother, they were all better than I am, and they have all returned to Allah. They have all returned to Allah. And I implore you, my sister, not to lament out in grief for the sake of Allah, not to lament out in grief or sorrow when I die.
After this, the Imam instructed us to bring the tents close together so that we could only be attacked from one direction. He had collected cane and firewood and instructed us to place them in the ditch which had been dug overnight. He said, "When they come to march towards us, we shall set these alight so that we cannot be attacked from the rear."
This Marthia depicts the conversation between Imam Hussein and Sayyida Zainab alayha salam on the eve of Ashura. The Imam relates to his distraught sister the trials and tribulations she will be faced with after his death that she must endure with the utmost patience and forbearance.
Jitne bhi masaib hona ghabrai o Zainab, jitne bhi masaib hona ghabrai o Zainab, har zulm o sitam shaan se seh jaai o Zainab, Ashur ki shab aayi alamdhar tumi ho काफिले की काफिला सालार तुम्ही हो बच्चों की खबर लीजियो बहलाइयो ज़ैनब हर ज़ुल्मो सितम शान से सह जाइयो ज़ैनब खो जाए सकीना तो उसे ढूंढ के लाना हो बाप के सीने पे तो आहिस्ता उठाना बाबा नहीं अब आएंगे समझाइयो ज़ैनब हर ज़ुल्मो सितम शान से सह जाइयो ज़ैनब खैमों में लगे आग तो आबिद को जगाना छिन जाए रिदा सर से तो आंसू न बहाना कैदी भी बनाए तो
chali jaiyo Zainab har zulm o sitam shan se seh jaiyo le jaye agar sham ke darbar mein shami tanzeel ki khatir paaye sajade girami tum saath bhatije ke chali jaiyo har zulm o sitam shan se seh jaiyo zaina jab sham ke bazaar se sar nange guzarna ghabra ke sitam se kabhi fariyad na karna bas bhai ka sar dekh ke reh jaiyo zaina har zulm o sitam shan se seh jaiyo zaina roegi meri yaad mein din raat sakina mar jayegi zindaan mein ghut ghut ke sakina zinda mein masooma ko dafnaiyo zaina har zulm o sitam shan se seh jaiyo zaina qaide sitam e sham se jab chhoot ke jana dikhlaiyo zainab jitne bhi masaib hona ghabraiyo zainab har zulm o sitam shan se seh jaiyo zainab har zulm o sitam shan se seh jaiyo zainab par muhammad wa ali muhammad salawat.
The beginning of the day of Ashura. After the morning prayers on the day of Ashura, the Imam and his men organized their ranks for battle. There were 32 men mounted on horses and 40 men on foot.
I have Zuhair ibn al-Qayn on my right, Habib ibn Mudahir on my left, and Abbas ibn Ali taking the standard.
I have Umar ibn Hajjaj on my right, and Shimr ibn Joshan on my left, and Durayd is my standard bearer.
When the enemy advanced towards the Imam Hussein, He raised his hands and supplicated.
Ya Allah, I put trust in you in this time of tribulation. You are my hope in every time of despair and distress. You are my trust and provider in all my affairs, regardless if the heart were to weaken, if the strategies fail, if the friends abandon and the enemies celebrate and laugh with glee. O Allah, relieve me of this calamity, for you are the master of bounties, the owner of all benevolence, and the universal direction for all desires.
O Hussein, look at the fire behind you. Are you hurrying towards it before the day of judgment?
No, you are the one who deserves the fire.
Allow me to shoot him. He is corrupt, and Allah has made the spilling of his blood lawful.
No, I insist that I will not be the first one to get bloodshed or a war started.
The Imam mounted his camel, rode toward the enemy, and addressed them. This was his first sermon on the day of Ashura.
O people, listen to what I have to say, and hurry not to battle. I have come to speak to you to remind you of your duties to me, and to explain why I am here. O people, I am the grandson of the Prophet. Is it permissible to kill me? Is it permissible to dishonor my family? Am I not the son of the daughter of the Prophet? Is my father not the cousin of our Prophet and the first of the believers? Is Hamza, leader of the martyrs, not my father's uncle? Is Ja'far al-Tayyar not my uncle? I remember our prophet, my grandfather, used to talk about me and my brother. And do you remember what he said of us? He said that we were the masters of the youth of paradise. Is that not sufficient reason for you to not shed my blood? Everything I have said now is true, for I have never told a lie. But if my lineage is not enough to stop you from shedding my blood, then please reconsider why you are pursuing this. Have I taken money from you or taken from your wealth? Have I dishonored your family or have I killed a member of your family? I have come here today because you have asked me to come. And here I stand before you. I stand before you, and what is it that I see? I see your swords directed at me. I see your swords directed at me, but I also hear that you want me to obey those who are against the Holy Quran, those who are against the truth and change it, those who are instruments of the shaitan himself, and those who work to extinguish the tradition of the Prophet. There's not much I wanted to do besides forbid evil and enjoy good. And I wanted to reform this ummah of the Prophet, my grandfather. So your choice today is clear. Either you join me and your reward will be with Allah. But if not, then enough of this. Make a decision without delay, for Allah is my guardian.
Fearing a change of heart in his army, Umar ibn Sa'd decided to mount an attack. He placed an arrow in his bow and shot it towards the ranks of the Imam, saying,
"Bear witness that it is I who shot the first arrow towards Hussein."
A shower of arrows followed, and the battle commenced.